Mindful movement. Before we begin the practice, you may wish to have a chair close by. So let's begin just standing or sitting, feet nicely connected with the ground below and parallel, shoulder width apart. Feeling into your posture, whether you're standing up or sitting down. And then just starting, as always, with intention and motivation. So our intention to practice mindfulness, using the movement as our support. And then briefly touching in on our motivation. Why are we practicing? What kind of meaning does this practice hold for us? Finding a way to connect with the heart of why we're doing this. Remembering that our motivation at its foundation is about our wish to fulfill our potential and to then be able to share this with other beings. And now letting go of intention and motivation. And once again, finding our feet. Seeing if we can begin to inhabit the body. Feeling a connection with the ground below through the soles of the feet. Maybe just swaying ever so slightly so that the patterns of sensation in the feet show up more obviously to us as our weight moves. Now, if we can lift our hands so that they're in front, with the palms facing upwards. And just wriggling your fingers and watching your hands as you do this. So aware of the hands and the fingers moving. And now, seeing how it is to close your eyes and continue wriggling the fingers, but feeling how this feels from the inside. Really feeling the sensations created by the movement of the fingers. So just being aware of the difference between looking at our body from the outside and feeling from the inside. And then relaxing the hands and the arms down by the sides. And once again, feeling the feet, feeling the body rising up from the floor or sitting. How's the breath moving in the body? So now if you're sitting and it's comfortable for you to stand up, please do, so that it's possible to rock on the feet without moving the feet, just adjusting the body and experimenting a bit with moving the body and shifting our weight around. Feeling the different parts of the body engaging as they're needed. And you may like to experiment a little bit. So moving towards the edges of where it's possible to balance. And just playing with that edge without pushing too hard. And noticing if there are any different kinds of sensations coming in as we do this. Our feet remaining in contact with the floor. There may be some sensations that feel a little unpleasant. So just experiencing these two as we work with the edge of what's possible for us in maintaining our balance. And then coming back to stillness. And now shifting all of the weight onto one foot, but without moving the feet. And feeling how one side of the body is now holding the weight and the other side is looser. And then lifting the foot, which is not holding the weight, and just rotating the ankle in front of you a little bit, and playing with the range of movement there in rotating the ankle. So noticing also how this is a balance exercise. And you may want to change direction. And again, noticing if there are some sensations that are unpleasant or uncomfortable. And just seeing if we can venture into those slightly without forcing or being unkind. But just beginning to be less reactive when we feel unpleasant sensations. And all the while coming back to standing if you feel you need to. If you want, you may like to put out your arms in order to balance. And then when you're ready, coming back to standing, equally balanced on both feet. Perhaps having the sensation of a root growing from the sole of the feet into the earth. And checking the breath. How's the breath now after this gentle effort? And is there any difference between the two sides of the body? What kinds of sensations are there? And now moving our weight onto the other side. And again, feeling the difference, the loose side and the side carrying the weight. And then gently lifting the other foot. And again, beginning to rotate the ankle. Noticing how the mind gets involved. What's happening in the thinking mind? Is there any idea coming in of success or failure? And as always with our mindfulness practice, we notice the thinking and come back to the moment by moment awareness of experiencing movement in the body. So changing direction when you're ready to. And there may be a narrow awareness on the sensations in the foot and the ankle as they move, and a wider awareness of the whole body in a state of balance and adjustment. Noticing any beginnings of discomfort from holding this position. And of course, when you're ready, just coming back to rest with both feet planted on the ground. So now lifting one arm in front and in a similar way, rotating the wrist. So feeling the sensations of the wrist and the hand in motion. Noticing any tendency to begin thinking or commentating, or to get distracted in other concerns about the day, and bringing our attention back to rest with the unfolding sensations of movement as experienced from the inside of the body. Changing direction when you're ready. And then dropping the arm gently to the side. Feeling the difference between the two sides. And Moving to the other side, so lifting the other arm and rotating the other wrist. And changing direction. Noticing when there's distraction and guiding our attention back to the support of movement. And then letting the arm come down to the side and feeling the body, noticing the breath. Feeling the feet. And now drawing a figure of eight with our nose. Small figure of eight. Drawing it in the air. And just feeling what's involved in this. What does it ask of us? Little work in the neck. And then coming to stillness once again. So now we're going to give a little treat to our bodies. So first of all, having the sensation that we're a bit like a sack of flour and all of the flour has gone to the bottom of the sack. So feeling more heaviness at the bottom of the body. And then jumping from foot to foot. And just experiencing the body being shaken a little bit by this movement. And then coming back to standing and just jiggling the body on the spot as if shaking all that flour down to the bottom, letting the hands go floppy. Letting everything drop down, any tension, any holding on, just let it drop. And then coming to stillness once again and rubbing the hands together in front and creating a little bit of warmth between the hands. And then placing them over the face. Kind hands resting on the face. May wish to massage the face a little bit. Perhaps pinching along the eyebrows. And stroking down the sides of the nose with your forefingers. Massaging the temples in little circles. And drawing the whole of one hand and then the other across the forehead. So So feeling the soothing, gentle nature of the touch, with no agenda, just being there for ourselves through touch. And then using the tips of the fingers to press around the cheeks wherever it feels comfortable and relaxing. And perhaps over the jaw and the gums. And then with the thumbs pressing under the jaw and out towards the ears and then behind the ears. Little rub behind the ears. And then taking hold of the tops of the ears and rotating them, pulling them a little bit. And then just pinching down the outsides of the ears and pulling the earlobes, feeling how some heat might be created in the ears. And then releasing the ears and making some very loose fists with both hands and allowing our wrists also to be very loose. We're going to tap over our head, all over the skull, with our loose wrists and fists. So just gently saying hello to the head. And then tapping over the neck. So we can tap in gentle, light way or with a little bit more force, but not with any kind of agenda to make anything happen. Just to whatever extent feels soothing and stimulating, perhaps also for the body. And a little neck massage may be good. And then supporting one elbow with your hand and tapping over the other shoulder with the loose hand with its loose wrist and fist. So giving that shoulder a tap. And down the arm. You can release the other elbow. So tapping down the outside of the arm, all the way down to the wrist, and then up the inside of the arm. And then swapping sides. So now holding the other elbow and tapping over the other shoulder. Down the outside of the arm. And up the inside of the arm. And then shaking out both arms. And standing still for a moment, feeling how the body's feeling. Maybe there are some tingling sensations or some sensations of warmth created by the self-massage. And then placing one hand on the chest and making some clockwise circles, stroking over the chest with the hand. And just feeling this touch. Seeing if the quality of the touch can be kind, friendly. And then with the loose wrists and the loose fists, tapping over the chest with both hands. And now moving to wherever else the body would like to be tapped in this way. So if you can reach, you might want to tap around the spine, kidneys, ribs, and you may wish to now sit down and use the chair as you tap down the legs. So tapping down the outsides of the legs. And around the feet. And then up the insides of the legs. And then once again, standing up and tapping over the buttocks. And anywhere else that wants to be tapped. And tapping beneath the rib cage in an arc from right to left. And then making clockwise circles with one hand over the belly, the lower part of the belly. So really feeling our awareness dropping into this part of the body, this central part of the body, where the hand is moving. Letting this be our center of gravity for a moment, this area. And then placing the other hand over the one that's already on the belly, just below the navel, and spending a moment with the way that our body is now, remembering to feel the feet. So just noticing the full experience of our embodied presence at this moment. Can we feel the aliveness in the body? And then finishing our practice by taking a moment to appreciate the fact that we can practice, that our mind is healthy enough to practice. that our mind is workable and responsive to practice. And confirming our intention to carry the practice with us as we continue our day. Giving importance to this intention, knowing that as we increasingly embody mindfulness, we're able to be a beneficial presence for others also, so that the benefits can spread in widening circles.